quite a week for Ed Sheeran and Mark Clattenburg. He's obviously a fan, Mr. Clattenburg, of Ed Sheeran. Went in his own car, John, after the game last weekend. Travelled to Newcastle. He's based in the northeast. Obviously, probably under instructions from his missus. Mm. We're going to the concert, darling. Get back here. But anyway, the officials are meant to travel to and from the game on their own, as I'm sure you'll explain in a minute. Then he acknowledged a phone call with Neil Warnock, the Crystal Palace manager. And the dark clouds have sort of been, you know, gathering over Mark Clattenburg. I know that you saw him in the week at the Spurs Capital One Cup game, John. Are there dark forces at work with Mark Clattenburg? Have people got it in for him, or is the criticism justified?
I would say, I don't think the criticism is necessarily justified. I would say two things. First of all, don't believe the media image of Mark Clattenburg necessarily. You speak as you find. I've always found him to be a good individual who loves his refereeing. And this idea of a sort of Flash Harry character who sails a bit close to the wind on occasion is not necessarily the Clattenburg that I've got to know over the years. The second thing I would say is that the refereeing world is just about the most Machiavellian part of football that I've ever come across, in that the politics of that environment are extraordinary. And I think that Mark Clattenburg is not the sort that likes to play the political game. I think he likes to let his refereeing ability speak for itself. But you can't always do that. And I think he's got caught up in a bit of a debate, in that he is a favoured son of UEFA. I think if UEFA have their way, he would be England's referee representative at the next European Championships in France in 2016. I'm not sure that he would necessarily be the choice of the Premier League's authorities, the PGMOL, the referees' body. I think that's still up for debate. And there are certainly other candidates in their mind, not least Martin Atkinson. Mm. And I think that maybe he's got caught up in a little bit of that political situation. He did possibly step out of line, depending on your viewpoint. What I would say in his defence is that, as I understand it, it was he that rang the referees authority and said, look, I had a call from Neil Warnock, because he knew he had to report it.
Yeah, he's done nothing wrong.
There was a number on his phone. I don't think he recognised the number. As we all would, we answered the phone. Found he was talking to a Premier League manager. What's he supposed to do? Say, shut up and go away?
Probably not.
You can't do that. So I think he found himself in an awkward situation. I think if he had his time again, maybe he wouldn't have travelled on his own for the purposes of going to the concert. But as he says, if you're trying to run your life...
Well, what's wrong with that, John? Getting in your own car once a season and going to a social engagement. What is wrong with it?
Listen, there are all sorts of inconsistencies. There are other referees that have done it in the past, I'm sure. I'm not sure that the protocols are always followed. It's just that someone has chosen to grasp Mark Clattenburg up on this occasion. I rather feel for him. I think the other point is that he is arguably our best referee. You know, people will have different viewpoints, but certainly UEFA think that he is. Do we really want to lose his services for an entire weekend because of this? It just doesn't really make much sense to me.